Welcome back to Entertainment Talk. Today I'm here to do another video game review. This is going to be for Dispatch, which of course has been developed by one Ad Hoc Studios in collaboration with, I believe it's Critical Role, with Laura Bailey and everything. Yeah, start off spoiler free, go to our rating system. We've got strong must play, don't skip, possible skip, skip, and hard skip. As of about an hour ago or so, got done playing the 8th and final episode of season 1. And I'm going to give this a must play, and a 9 feels right. A 9 out of 10. So I've seen a lot of praise for this game, obviously, in the last couple of months. It's been given a couple of awards at the Game Awards. Lots and lots and lots of hype around it. I can see why the hype is there and why the level of excitement there and sort of what this project is, and, you know, the whole Telltale DNA, which I believe some of the employees of Ad Hoc Studios are former Telltale employees. So that's really great. Of course, you've got a stacked voice cast, you've got a great story, you've got like some superhero stuff, which of course, you know, is popular in this day and age. So all really, really good. The game just never quite hit that must play, strong must play area of sort of, like, this is near the top shelf, but it's not like top shelf to me. There's a couple of just, I don't know, like, the story is really great. These characters, the characters are the thing that stands out most here. And of course, you've got a very, very talented and helpful voice cast and whatnot to obviously help you out with that. Some brilliant writing, some excellent characters, all the interactions and relationships and things like that. So that's really, really great. And yeah, there's several big moments to me that really do stand out. I can see why people feel the way they do about this game. It just never quite hit me in the same massive, massive way that it has done for other people. I think this is a great game. I think it's an excellent, great game. Like I said, characters, phenomenal. Voice cast, phenomenal. That's the biggest strength that you've got here. There's not as much, per se, in the way of storyline, as opposed to how much the character... This is much more character-driven than plot or story-driven. Because essentially you run a dispatch workplace where you hire superheroes and whatnot. One of the other frustrations to me, and this element that I'm about to mention of the game, is the only holdback to me. It's not a negative part of the game. It's not a part of the game that I think is bad or don't think it works. And there isn't really many areas of this thing I'm going to mention that you need to improve upon. And that's the actual gameplay itself. Now, I'm not talking about the moment-to-moment choices or the dialogue stuff. But the actual dispatching, which you do about one or two of those an episode, I think. I feel like kind of weirdly gets in the way of what this game is doing. And it's also odd because when you pull out of the dispatching stuff and all that, when you're going through the story and you're progressing it and making choices and dialogue choices and stuff, this game goes at a really nice, brisk pace. Like, I know I like talking about structure and pacing and editing and the flow of this game. It's pretty much perfect on that front in terms of the flow, the structure, pacing, editing, particularly the editing I like as well in this, that stood out a little bit more, but like, didn't feel like it moved too fast, didn't feel like it moved too slow, felt the episodes were a good length, felt that they ended when they needed to. There was even a kind of couple of, like, oh, the episode's over, like, that was, like, you know when it kind of, like, sneaks up on you because you're enjoying it so much, not in terms of, oh, it's already over sort of thing, so, that was great as well. But it's weird that kind of, to me, you've got such a great flow and structure and pacing outside of the dispatching thing. You go in the dispatching thing, and it's not that that is slow. is actually quite frantic and quite fast at some point. But I just felt that that pulled me out of this progressing the story that I was doing. And I never quite felt connected, or never sort of clicked with me, the dispatching. Okay, it's, you know, more clicking buttons. There's not anything particularly excessive that you need to do in the gameplay sense. It's not difficult or particularly intricate. You're basically spending the whole game clicking on things. There's a couple of little QTE sections, but those aren't terribly difficult. But it's essentially like, hey, a crime has come up. Can you send two or three heroes that are most suitable? You select them until they've finished, and then they either rest, or they're busy, or they're injured, and you sort of manage that almost a little bit like a football game in a certain way. Like if a player's injured, suspended, or tired, or whatever, and you've got to wait for them to come back, a little bit like that in a certain way, I suppose. And it's not, again, it's not that the dispatching is bad or doesn't work or isn't interesting. It just never clicked with me, and I literally, in a very literal way, felt that when you take me, the camera, from the cutscenes into the computer, I felt like you were pulling me away from that and like sticking me into this screen. And then once you kind of pull out of the screen and open up the area again, because you can then see everything in the cutscenes, felt like I was kind of back to normal. So that was an interesting kind of piece to this. But yeah, there isn't a ton to talk about for gameplay, because there isn't a lot of it. Again, it's basically, if you take a Telltale game, like a modern, you know, 2012 onwards, for Walking Dead, if you take like a modern Telltale game, but you take out the walking parts, so the parts where you actually are like out in the, you know, little section, you've got to walk around, figure something out, you don't do any of that here. It is just clicking a lot of dialogue options, making, you know, obviously, you know, choices, picking between things, developing stuff. And then there's just sort of little like combat scenes where you have you know, some QTE stuff and all that. I will say though, within the dispatching and some of the computer stuff, again, not broken, not a problem with it per se, but I really didn't kind of like the hacking minigame stuff. It just felt kind of, I know why it was there, and it's Robert's thing, that's what he does and all that sort of stuff, and it does connect very interestingly to like certain parts of the game, but I don't know, part of it felt really basic, and part of it just sort of felt like it was fine. But the worst I would say about that is that I just simply disliked it. It wasn't the case for that with me that I didn't click with that. I just, like, I remember the first time you load one of those, I was like, oh, a little, like, it almost reminded me a little bit of the sort of Spider-Man hacking mini games, although there's a bit more to it in this one. So again, it's not broken, it isn't terrible, it isn't like a bad idea. I just was like, oh, okay, this is here, and I'll just kind of get this section over with sometimes. But yeah, they're kind of somewhat few and far between. But yeah, those two elements to me, the dispatching and the, like, if you want to call them hacking mini games, are somewhat of what is going to pull my score backwards here. And just again, on a kind of general front, story worked for me, the characters really worked for me and all that. I like it a lot, I think it's excellent, but I just didn't quite get to that sort of this is incredible sense, like it, in the way that everybody's freaking out about this game. I just never quite reached that level with it, but it's great, it's excellent, tells a brisk story, tells that story really well. Again, the characters are really, really interesting, the relationships are really interesting, the kind of world building and stuff that's there is great, but it just never kind of had that big big punch to me. It's, yeah, really great, really excellent, but not like, not incredible I mean, you know, a must play and a 9 is still excellent. That's an excellent score for me to give a game in terms of how our score thing kind of works here. So that was great as well. Can't talk too much here in the spoiler-free section about some of the characters and things like that. Of course, what happens to them. I will say, however, on a cast front, because of course you do have a stacked cast here, and sometimes, you know, when something gets advertised like a TV game or a film, and it's like, this person's in it, this person, that's one of your big drawing points, which this game obviously for that it clearly is, and there's some you know, critical role people in here. Sometimes it's like, okay, you bring a really stacked cast and you just don't get them to stretch their legs. This game gets these people, not every single one of them, because there is quite a few people, so it's not a case where like everyone stands out, but because there's like one or two in here that like really really stand out, or one or two, it's like a few of them, and then the rest are just like really great. But even the really great stuff here still gets a decent chance to stretch its legs. I'll go for the cast list in a second and some of the characters that they play. But it was good not to see a voice cast wasted, because that can just be really frustrating, of like, you've got all this talent in your project or whatever it is, and you're just not really giving them a lot to do, necessarily. But here, you really, really are. And okay, it's not physical acting here per se, but yeah, some of the voice acting's really, really great. I even did a thing early on where I think I did dialogue boost and mix boost or whatever it was, and I didn't turn them way, way down, but I turned them down a fair bit, the sort of, all the other sounds and things like that. I turned the music down a little bit, the other stuff, because I just really wanted that voice acting to stand out, and it certainly did. So, that's something I'd lightly recommend that you do, but, if you want to hear everything at normal volume, then yeah. That's up to you. But yeah, you've got Aaron Paul as Mecha Man Robert Robertson. He's the main one that you play as. Again, you don't technically play as anybody here, but he's the main one that you make choices for. So, of course, been in Breaking Bad as Jesse. We're currently covering that here on Entertainment Talk. Of course, Laura Bailey in Visigal as the voice. Of course, Abby from Last of Us Part 2, which I absolutely love, and obviously she's been in a bunch of stuff. Aaron Paul's been in a bunch of stuff as well, but those are probably the notable roles that both of them are known for, I suppose. Erin Yvette, who I believe was part of Baldur's Gate 3, which I haven't played, as Blonde Blazer / Mandy. Then you've got Jeffrey Wright, of course, has been in The Batman. He was in Westworld. He's been in, yeah, a bunch of stuff as well. Last of Us, obviously, did double duty there, because he was Isaac Dixon in Last of Us 2. Both did the video game performance stuff and played him live action in the TV series as well so far. I think he's going to be in Season 3 probably as well. Yeah, he will be in Season 3. So he was really great. Jeffrey Wright, great to see him here as Chase. Then you got Matthew Mercer, who I'm not as familiar with, but I kind of recognise the name, as Shroud. Does a particularly great voice with that. I found Shroud to be very interesting and intimidating. Then it says here, Sean McClellan. This is, of course, Jacksepticeye as Punch-Up, who's a really cool character. It says Charles White. Of course, that's Moist Critical, or Charlie as he's known, as Sonar. Lana Pierce, of course, she's written video games and stuff. She used to be at IGN. She's got her own YouTube channel as Malevola, I think her name is. Travis William as Phenomenon. Joel Haver as Waterboy. Lance something as Flame. Thought Squad as Prism. Young Gravy as Gollum. Mayarna as Coop. Is there any other big names that stand out here? I do have Ashley Johnson in here as well. She plays a reporter, I think it was. You only see her a couple of times, but yeah, she voices a reporter in this game. Again, Ashley and Laura from Critical Role, as well as, I believe, Matthew Mercer, I think, is from Critical Role as well. So I think Alana might have made an appearance or two, but I can't quite remember. Then yeah, bunch of really great people. Matt Mercer is also listed as a producer, as well as other people. So What else can I talk about in the spoiler-free section? Because again, most of this, like, there's no like haptic feedback to analyze. There's no sort of deep gameplay stuff to analyze. I feel like I'm more reviewing literally an interactive TV show than a video game, but it is still a video game. Because people used to joke about, like, you know, Telltale games being interactive games. With those, you can do more in those than what you do here. But obviously, if they wanted walking around sections and stuff, they would have, you know, obviously put them into the game. But what works for what it is, you don't need any more gameplay parts. In fact, you could kind of do with getting rid of one of them, in my opinion. But yeah, again, you're not really here for intricate gameplay stuff. You're not really here for sort of like, you know, jumping around or shooting stuff or whatever. It's more just interactive actions. So yeah, what else do I have to talk about? I suppose spoiler-free stuff. On a technical level, this game is basically flawless. I do not think I had any glitches at any point. Yeah, I don't remember any like sound glitches, any loading issues. In fact, this game loads really fast, actually. Yeah, flawless, really, on a technical level. I do not remember even anything small happening that was bad technically in this. Sound design, music is all really, really great, so that's good as well. Graphically, obviously, it looks great. Nice kind of animations and stuff. What other kind of technical things can I talk about? Because literally, outside of my small issues with the pacing with the dispatch stuff and my small issue with the hacking minigame, I have got no issues at all with this game. So yeah, it's like, I guess you could call that, well, not nearly perfect, because I do have two issues with the game, but on a technical level, perfect. Menus are nice, all those sorts of, I'm just trying to cover the basis of all those kind of basic things. But yeah, almost perfect on that front, which is really, really great. Vibrations and haptic feedback and stuff, I don't think is in this game. I didn't notice or pay attention because I don't remember seeing it be sort of emphasized. But yeah, what you really are here for is making those critical choices, seeing these characters, again, I think it's more character-driven than plot or story-driven, making those choices as characters, seeing where the story goes in terms of these characters, and having a good time with that. That's mainly what you're here for, which is helped by really great writing, really great pacing, and really, really great voice acting as well. So, and yeah, 8 episodes is a good amount. I didn't feel like it was too many episodes too short or too long. Because sometimes it's like, hey, you can cut 2 or 3. No, I think that, I don't even remember it starting slowly either. Like, it doesn't start slowly, does it? You have that fight with Shroud near the start. Not really a spoiler. You have that fight with Shroud near the start. And it just takes itself from there, really. So, and then, when you've got big dramatic moments, there still are breathing moments with the characters and all those sorts of things, so that's really great. And hopefully they do get to do a season 2. There's been some expressive interest about doing a second season. I would like to play a second season if it does have one. If it doesn't get one, though, and I think there's supposed to be 3 endings in this game, I'll go over that in the spoiler section. At least for where my one ends up. While I could go for a season 2, if you didn't get one, which I don't know why you wouldn't, because this game is doing incredibly well. I think it just reached like 2 million sales, which is great. It's not a tragically bad place if you didn't get a second season in terms of the story, but then there's 3 different endings, so maybe one of them is really bad. So anyway, yeah, I think that's pretty much everything for the spoiler-free section. We've got some moments and characters and other things to talk about and some of my choices. What did I choose to do? I don't have, by the way, I didn't really know how to gather that information, but I didn't have, I don't have, like, the choices I got. I remember what I did and what happened in my story, so I don't need, sort of, like, every little bit of detail. So, anyway, for those of you that have played and enjoyed, hopefully enjoyed Dispatch, let me know your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments. Are you surprised or not surprised by my reaction to this game? What did you think of the more gameplay parts of this? Did you enjoy them more than I did? What do you think of the voice cast? What do you think of the characters? What choices did you make? What ending did you end up with? What do you think the game could have done better, or all those sorts of things? And what are you thinking of for a season two? Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org. Social media is either eTalkUK or Entertainment Talk. And there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org, TV, games, films, and Man United podcast. United Cast will be back on Monday. We play Everton at home. There was Breaking Bad podcast yesterday. So again, speaking of Aaron Paul as Jesse, we of course watched him in one of those episodes. Gaming Talk was Tuesday. Of course, we went over the Game Awards this week, and Dispatch did get nominated for, I think it was two things, wasn't it? For that. So that was great. Another little tease as well, 22nd of November, which is this Saturday. Two podcasts, one at 2 p.m, one at 2:30 p.m. So look out for those. Already recorded, edited, scheduled, all ready to go. It's in the mail. It's on the way. So look out for those. And then, yeah, any other game reviews. I'm trying to mainly kind of focus on game reviews because I've got a few things to finish. Some of those, by the way, will be Keeper, which is Double Fine's new game. I do have Hell Is Us to check out. Little Nightmares 3 is on the way. And I've got Chronos New Dawn and Ghost of Yote all to get to. Whether I finish all those games between now and the end of the year, I don't know. But those are the next video game reviews to look out for. The next one probably will be Keeper, then Little Nightmares 3, then Hell Is Us. I think that's the order that I'm going to do them in, just so that you know. Anyway, you can support all the stuff that we do by finding them on the places I mentioned. So you can listen to more stuff that we've done. What are my social media? If someone mentions a thing we podcast on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers. Every podcast review options of that as well, if you'd like to. TV and film news over on Geek Town Radio Tuesdays and geektown.co.uk. There's a new episode from 2 days ago, so go and check that one out. And of course, YouTube, Entertainment Talk plays for all of our video game clips and things like that. I don't think I clipped anything from this game, actually. So, yeah. Anyway. There we go. Alright, join me on the other side for the spoiler section to see what story I ended up with. Maybe it's different to yours. We shall see. I'll see you for that in a minute. Hi there. If you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there. If you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talk's podcast and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. Alright, back with the spoiler section. Of course, if you haven't played Dispatch, go and buy it. It's only, I think it's like £30, $30 dollars or something. That is for the complete first season, which is 8 episodes. And they're all ready and available for you to go from one to the other, if you want to. Alright, so I ended up with I'm just going to spout out some things that happened in my story and just explain what happened in my story. Therefore, you'll know what choices I made. I ended up with, I gave Shroud the double battery thing, whatever it was called, he injected the wrong one. He was throwing up, and then Invisigal stabbed him. I thought that was an awesome moment. That was what happened with him there. Apparently, I ended up with no romance options, but I did go for Blazer over Invisigal, although I did, when you have the locker scene, did kiss her. So there was that. That particularly didn't seem to, like, come up. But yeah, my Robert and Blazer, I guess she's called, were more, like, friendly at the end of the season. I'm not sure exactly how that happened. Although Shroud does say, like, hey, yeah, you tried to go for both and whatever. So maybe that was why that happened. In my story wrap-up thing, it also says, like, hey, Invisigal took Shroud's mask and went on, like, a villainous path or something. I'm not sure how that happened, because it also said in my thing, that I, like, let her kill him or something like that. But, again, it was the case of he was going to kill the dog, and I think it gives you don't give the thing, give the thing. Sorry, no, it's give the correct one, give the fake one, or give both. And I end up giving both. Again, heat of the moment kind of. Although, I think that's the correct thing that you're supposed to do. Yeah, because I'm not actually sure. I didn't look it up. I don't actually know what the three different ones are. I feel like I came out with the bad ending, but I didn't have, like, anybody die. Apart from Shroud, which is fine, because he's the villain. Didn't have anybody die. Although, I suppose if Invisigal is doing some sort of villainous arc and I'm not with Blonde Blazer anymore, then that's feels like more than I feel it feels like I got more the middle ending than the bad one, because I feel like the bad one would be if, like, the dog died, Shroud gets away or something. That feels like it would be the bad ending. I might as well, while I'm here, dispatch three different endings. If it just gives me a summary of them. Okay, alright, let's figure out what we got here. It says, ending one, good ending. How to achieve, I'm not reading that out here. Outcome, Invisigal becomes a hero, taking a bullet for you during the confrontation with Shroud. That didn't happen in mine. Key choices, positive choices, QTEs. Okay. Bad ending. Invisigal turns into a villain, killing Shroud herself. But one of those things is a good thing. Says how to achieve. Cut Invisigal from the team and do not forgive her after. Say I didn't cut her and I forgave her, because that felt like the right thing to do. Worst ending. Similar to a bad ending, Invisigal becomes a villain and kills Shroud, but Blazer will also not offer you the option to forgive Sonar / Ku. Key choices, cut Invisigal in episode 6, don't forgive her, also choose not to forgive. Because I think I forgave. Because I cut Ku and not Sonar. It was just the choice that I made. Yeah, I would have thought, like, the bad ending would be, like, Shroud kills a dog. And then, like, Shroud gets away or something. That was what I would, like, if you were to say, okay, what do you think is sort of the middle good and bad, I wouldn't really describe them as these, because it doesn't seem to be that much difference between worst ending and bad ending. But I consider her killing Shroud to be a good thing, because that needed to happen. But in good ending here, where it says Invisigal becomes a hero, taking a bullet for you during the confrontation with Shroud, that means Shroud doesn't die. Maybe he gets arrested. Maybe the game considers that to be a better ending. So I kind of disagree with those a little bit. Make positive dialogue choices. Yeah, it says how to get them and all that sort of thing. Good ending. Mentor Invisigal successfully maintain a high Robert mentor counter and defend her. So yeah, because I know I did mess up a fair few times in my dispatching. That's probably what led to that, then, I'm guessing. And me forgiving her, I suppose. But yeah, I don't feel like I need to go in and go and get the good ending, because her killing Shroud I'm fine with, and I guess like a villainous arc could be changed in season 2. Depends what that looks like. Like, I don't imagine her becoming Shroud. But we'll have to see. What else are the big moments were there? Of course, the big thing with Chase running and going, helping Invisigal, that was big. Wasn't sure if he was going to die from that, but he ended up being much better, actually, because he got Blonde Blazer's powers with the amulet, and that was their like temporary solution to that, which was very, very good. I was going to bring up the fact that one of my problems with some games in the last 5 to 10 years is having bad villains, and what I mean by bad villains is one where like they taunt you through the whole game and then feel the need to transform into something. And while Shroud does get like a mech suit or something, okay, he's got one and you've got your Mecha Man suit, so that's not much different. Plus, again, it's QTEs, so you couldn't really get to that situation necessarily. Because I don't think the different bombs and stuff that you use have much of a different effect. I don't think that they do. So, there was that. What else should we talk about? I suppose I could talk about the characters. Waterboy I really liked. I chose him over Phenomena Man. Because when you bring in... Sorry, it's when you promote somebody. And yeah, chose Sonar over Koo. Just about. That was a close choice. It's interesting because I couldn't imagine Sonar ending up being like Koo, because she becomes like full villain, and in my game she defeated my team, so, but then she gets arrested, so I don't know. That ended up that way. What other stuff did I have? Yeah, romance option, I went with Blazer, but then I did it says lean into the kiss that Invisigal gives you in episode 7, I think it is 7 or 8. I ended up leaning into that. It didn't feel like that was going to make a ton of difference, but apparently it did, I suppose. What was the other thing I was going to mention for that? Yeah, the whole way through when it was sort of, oh, she's been caught out for this, she's been caught out for that. And then you had the big guy. Yeah, the big guy who helped you. What was his name? Royd, that was his name. He, like, found her messing with your suit and things like that. I believed her there and I cut her free. I felt like in that moment with the cutting her free thing, that it would have been stupid to leave her there, because she's also a valuable asset. And her being a kind of sort of double agent, although she does kill Shroud, it's not like she actually turns coat and tries to kill you. Again, choices may change that kind of thing. But she felt like, okay, someone who's got like a secret side, somebody who's got like a dark side, but somebody who wasn't going to betray, like outright betray Robert. While she may have been a double agent and may have taken payments from Shroud, which was, turned out to be a stupid thing for Shroud to do, she was never like against you per se. So I thought that was pretty good. Some of my favourite characters, I suppose. Who's my favourite character in the game? It might be Invisigal, although I didn't go for her as a romance option. Thought Blazer was great, Chase was great. Robert was kind of interesting. I know he's got the thing of like, okay, he's an Iron Man effectively, and he doesn't have like powers. So I thought that was interesting. Shroud stood out really more for his like intimidating... Almost reminded me of like some Ultron stuff. Like the sort of robotic, intimidating voice, which I thought was good. So I had like, with Sonar, Punch Up, and Malevola, so like the YouTuber voices, found all those to be really kind of fun characters. Found Prism to be really useful in the dispatching. I thought, what was his name? The fire person. Flame Bay. was really good as well. Waterboy, I felt kind of sorry for at points. That's Joel Haver as Waterboy. Toxic was an interesting little villain. Gollum was kind of interesting as well. Again, I love all the side characters. They're really, really cool. Chase was great. Chase was a big highlight. Obviously, he's kind of like the mentor figure. Fits Jeffrey Wright really well. So that was good. But yeah, did anybody die in this story apart from Shroud? And it'll be interesting to see, because somewhat of the telltale choices in those games kind of made you skew around to the same destination, but the journey was different. And with the lack of deaths here, because okay, you got team cuts and things like that. How you start writing the different percentages for season 2, and maybe if you do a season 3, or it depends how long this thing goes on for. Be curious to see how they handle that kind of thing. So yeah, I wonder with a game like this, if like 5% of your audience makes a major choice, which is unlikely, like if 5% of the audience cut Shroud, for example, not Shroud, Sonar, for example, but then you're still writing dialogue for the other two, because you're keeping them in the same path, which is one of them stays, one of them goes down this path. It's not like there's some sort of third option, so you can kind of just swap them around in that way, which is interesting. But yeah, kind of wonder about that as well, how they're going to handle that going forward in the seasons. What other big story points was there? I'm trying to think of choices that were made. But yeah, trusted Invisigal all the way through. I felt like that paid off. But we'll see where this supposed villain arc goes for season 2. If Blazer and or Robert can steer her back to the good side. The dispatch building I used ended up on fire, as did some of the town. I guess that's where the whole coup thing comes in, with her kind of beating you. But you can just rebuild that in season 2 and then have some sort of arc for her in the prison, I suppose. So there was that. Yeah, I don't know what other big story points and things there are to talk about. But I suppose if I was to say, okay, what are some of the big moments that stand out to me? Chase running is a really big one. The romance choice with Invisigal or Blazer stands out as a big choice. Obviously, what you do to Shroud at the end stands out as a big choice. First episode's kind of like introduction one, isn't it? That's like one of the shorter ones. Try to think of some of the stuff from the other episodes. But yeah, that's most of my main choices. If I missed anything, didn't talk about anything, let me know and I'll reply or do something with all those. But yeah, so I like this game a ton. I don't know if I'd say I love this game. I like it a lot. It's really damn good. It's excellent. But yeah, so we'll see where they take season 2, I suppose. Anyway, that's pretty much it, I guess. Again, if I missed anything, please do let me know and I will address them or cover them. But yeah, be interesting to see, again, where season 2 goes, what they do with it. Obviously, it's going to take a bit of time. And if anybody else realizes, like, okay, episodic gaming can still be a thing. Can certainly still be a thing. So we'll have to see. Anyway, thank you all very much for listening, and I will see you next time. Goodbye.